all nation to stop these terrorist killers. Now watch this drive.
On the run home, golf for flogs.
What a flog he is.
Who's
President
that?
George W. Bush Jr. or whatever he's
saying. He nailed that drive, though.
He did. He flushed it right down the middle. That was amazing. The whole country's under attack. That doesn't matter.
I've got a wedge
little
in.
Special.
Yeah,
I've got a wedge in. Matty Tudor is over in the land of the long white cloud. G'day, Matty boy, the tailor-made kid.
G'day, boys. I need an update, though. I have had no internet here. I've had no service. I need to know what's happened down there in the Vic Oval. I'm over in Queenstown. I've got no idea what's happened. Marco, please share some good news.
No, the tailor-made shot a couple of 76s, Matty. 152, halfway to 304, which is chop material.
So you've just missed again.
No, I've missed by a mile this year.
Did you?
Missed by a mile.
I thought we were ready this time. We did the line, the loss, and we did everything this year. I thought we were good. We were good to go.
Not my week. I tell you what, there is a kid that you need to have a look at, Zach Murray. I mean, you're the number one down there at TaylorMade, signing up the people who need to be signed up. This kid was three over par at one stage early in the round, and it was a four-club wind out here at 13th Beach. And then he just went crazy. He just birdied five and six holes.
Still an amateur, I think.
Yeah, birdied the last two. I'm going to try and get him in and have a chat to him a bit later, Matty. But
that'd be good. Yeah. Well, thank you for the heads up. I'll try and get active with that one. That's great. Thank
what are you doing over in New Zealand?
Mate, we're over here in Queenstown Sixers. So we're playing a cricket event at Millbrook Cricket Club. It's in partnership with a good friend of mine, Jeremy Pies, who's good mates with Dave Warner. So we're over here. There's 15 major sponsors. It's the major sponsor is 666 Vodka, which is Dave Warner's a part owner in. And as we all know, he's a TaylorMade ambassador. So we're over here playing cricket tomorrow, and then we're playing golf at Millbrook, and then we're playing golf at Cowrie Cliffs on Monday. So looking forward to it. So, big shout out to Jeremy Pies and to Dave Warner for what they're doing over here. It's to support and raise money for the Bruce Grant Youth Trust, which is support kids in Queenstown to chase their dreams and do the things that they want to do. So it's a great it's a great support for the locals here in Queenstown.
Just for future reference, Matty, the Run Home team are able to come across to Queenstown for future events and do outside broadcasts from Queenstown and be a part of this sort of action. This sounds very good.
You know what, Harf? I don't know if you've been here before, have you?
I've been to Queenstown, no.
Well, if you would have heard of Ferg Burger.
Yes.
Yeah, the Ferg Burger is probably the most well-known burger in the world. I'm actually sitting across from that right now, and I'm looking at it, looking over there, and I think there's probably 150 people waiting for a burger. You don't see that at McDonald's, do you? So I'm here watching that at the moment. It's sunshine, the hills in the background, awesome place. So maybe we might have to coordinate something next time for the run home.
Hey, what do you take your stuff over in, Matty? Because a lot of people travel these days. I mean, golf trips are enormous.
Yeah.
You go down to Tassie pretty soon. A lot of people are going down to King Island. Lots and lots of people go across to New Zealand to play golf. There's a couple of rippers over there. So what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, well, I'd encourage people to get the lighter bag or the smaller bag. Obviously, you wouldn't want a cart bag because it's probably a little bit too big. But I think the art to this as well, and there's a bit of a secret to travelling overseas or in a bag. You put your own golf bag in there, it might be a stand bag, but then throw your clothing and your other luggage in there as well, which you get away with that extra kilos through the airport. So like a big travel cover where you put your bag in, put your clothes in there as well and your golf shoes and you're on your way. But make sure those aeroplane guys don't throw your clubs around and break your shaft.
That's a good idea. I'd never thought about that, Matty, putting luggage from the normal luggage compartments into the golf bag.
Half, because what they do is they take the weight into consideration for your luggage that you take, you know, with your normal suitcase, but they don't care about oversize. So you can make your oversized luggage as heavy as possible. So take more there. Even throw your kid in there if you want to. As extra luggage.
Be a little bit tough on the kid up there at 30,000 feet, I would
especially
have thought.
Especially when they're throwing them into the cargo.
Yeah, yeah. They've got to be careful. Hey, Matty, I go to a couple of golf stores now and then, and there's even this thing you can put in your golf bag, and it's like it's unbreakable. I mean, there's no chance at all that your driver shaft can get broken. Have you seen these things?
That's important, isn't it? Because we do know that they can't get mishandled, get mistreated through, at the back of the area there where they do with their clothes. But bags these days actually make the outside of it, the perimeter of it, a harder case. So when, it does get mishandled and does get mistreated, the clubs are supported. So back in the old days, Marco, you remember you put the towel around the top of your bag so you support your clubs from breaking.
Yep.
But you're right, there's bags out there, and TaylorMade do it, where there's a harder case on the outer, to look after those shafts so they don't break them in transit. Absolutely.
Nice work, nice work. So that's a nice little tip for all our travelling golfers, because you're right, Marco, all my mates, they're travelling more for golf than ever before. The last couple of years, it's gone through the roof.
Yeah, you know why? Because we're old, and that's how you get away from your wife and have some fun on the weekend every once in a while. That's what happens.
This is the place that comes to Queenstown. It's just magnificent. And
you going bungee jumping?
Well, I'm probably going to... No, I won't. No, there's the answer to that, because I'm too afraid. I've got a brother that does all that sort of stuff. I'll leave that to him. I'll stick with the ball sports, which is golf and a little bit of tennis, a little bit of cricket. But there's all everything to do here. You can jump off it. You can jump out of an aeroplane, or you can do whatever you want. So there's a mixed bag of things to do, which is great.
Good on you, buddy. Enjoy New Zealand. It's a nice little lesson for everybody who's planning a golf trip soon. And we'll see you next week at Huntingdale for the Mercedes-Benz Truck and Bus Victorian PGA.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me again.
There he is, the tailor-made kid. Hey,
living a life, the tailor-made kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a joke. Just whatever he wants to do, he does.
He's a joke.
Just over there with Dave Warner, just spending time with the Kaboom man.